From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The leaders of Taiwan and China are meeting face-to-face today in Singapore. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are holding discussions for the first time since 1949. Authorities in China are predicting it will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. French media report the data recorders found in the wreckage of a Russian passenger jet in the Sinai show a bomb brought down the plane last week, killing 224 on board. A French news agency source says, according to investigators, the so-called black boxes show that 24 minutes into the flight, there was a loud noise. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for blowing up the plane. The U.S. moved on Friday to boost security at airports in the Middle East where passenger and cargo flights take off for the United States. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson made the announcement, and later White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked about the security plan.
This is just a prudent response and the exercise of an abundance of caution based on information that has been learned about this possible terrorist attack in the Sinai Peninsula. And so this is just a series of steps that the Secretary of Homeland Security believes should be taken out of an abundance of caution based on what we know about what might have happened aboard that Metro Jet Flight 9268.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the expanded security procedures will take place at fewer than 10 airports in the region where the Russian jetliner was downed a week ago. This is VOA News. The global chemical watchdog says it has confirmed with the utmost confidence that mustard gas was used during an attack on a town in northern Syria in August. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Friday the gas killed an infant and poisoned two others. The group said it did not know who used the outlawed chemicals, but activists and other rebel groups blame the Islamic State. Somali officials say they expect a phased reparation of more than 300,000 repatriation, that is, 300,000 Somali refugees from Kenya within the next 4 years. Officials say only 5,500 people so far have returned to the country. Political campaigning in Myanmar has drawn to a close ahead of the national vote tomorrow that could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party.
Even if we win 100%, we would like to make it a government of national reconciliation in order to set a good precedence for our country, that it should not be a zero-sum game of winner taking all and loser losing everything. This is not what democracy should be about.
Myanmar's President Thein Sein has again pledged to hold free and fair elections, with a result reflecting what he called the people's genuine desire. National election will be the first since 2011, when after 50 years of military dictatorship, former known as Burma. President Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL project, a plan to build an oil pipeline to transport Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf states. After an extensive review, Mr. Obama announced the project is not in the national interest of the United States. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mary Alice Salinas, The White House.
Philadelphia has become the first U.S. city to become a World Heritage City, recognized for its importance to American history and democracy. Organization of World Heritage Cities gave Philadelphia the designation already held by 260 other cities.
That's the latest world news from VOA.